Investment wisdom from Warren Buffett.
Your style has been described as buy and hold, and sometimes it strikes me that Wall Street perverts that notion to get people to invest and forget about what they own. I think you buy and watch, right? Because you sell if something's no longer working.
Yeah, we've sold, we sell something. We don't sell the businesses we buy, but we've sold plenty of stocks over the years. I mean, you know, I got my portfolio from 1950, and I had six stocks that I don't have any of them today. But I like to buy something with the idea I'm going to hold it indefinitely, if I'm taking a big equity position. Now, we do arbitrage, we do high-yield bonds. I mean, we do other things, so those do not have that same permanence attached to them. But if you're talking about just pure bread-and-butter equities, I like to buy something that I feel is so good in terms of the business they're in and the management, that, and I feel so good about the price I bought in, that I say to myself, I'd just as soon own this forever.
Coca-Cola, Dairy Queen, See's Candy. What does that tell us about you?
Well, it tells me I like to buy things I can understand. I do a lot of research on things like Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And if you look at our businesses, the truth is you'll understand every one of them. There might be some that you're more familiar with than others, but there's nothing in there that's black box stuff or anything of the sort. You'll understand what they're doing with the customer, what it takes to keep that customer happy, and why that customer should be coming back 5 or 10 years from now, and why they should have an edge and all of that thing. So I look for things that I can understand, and Dairy Queen's a great example.
Has nothing to do with Sweet Tooth, though.
Well, I like the product.
I know what you do is very hard, and yet it all sounds very straightforward. Do people overthink this process of investing, get too cute, get too fancy, and
sure
do things?
Yeah, and I say it's simple but not easy.
Yeah.
I also tell people if they got, when they were 21, they got a card with 20 punches on it. And every time they made an investment decision, they used up a punch. And when the 20 punches were gone, they were done. They'd make a lot of money because they think a long time before they make any decision. They think a long time, you know, before they buy a car or buy a house or all that. But many people do buy a stock, you know, just because somebody mentioned it that day, particularly if stocks have been going up. So if you have to stick with what you understand. If you only buy into things you understand, and then you are disciplined about what you will pay when you buy into them, you can't lose money. We've never lost a lot of money.
There has been, however, a rather decided loss of investor confidence these days. The Main Street looks at Wall Street and again believes, as it has in previous occasions, that the casino was rigged and they all went to the table and got taken by a crooked dealer.
Well, Main Street's expectations were too high. Now, who do you blame for that? You can blame Main Street itself. You can blame the people who are promoting stocks. You can blame Wall Street. But the basic problem was that expectations were too high, and people thought you could make a lot of money without knowing anything, but just basically riding along on hot items. So who you blame for that, you can blame. There's probably plenty of blame to go around. Now, I think it is particularly blameworthy when people who ran certain businesses made tremendous amounts of money and walked away, and their shareholders ended up poor. I mean, I think that fits the definition of a scam or something close to it. But the main thing that, people's enthusiasm just, they got carried away with it. And they were aided in that by Wall Street. I mean, the fans were flamed in a whole variety of ways, analyst reports or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when, you know, when the world goes crazy.